This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Argadol is a French visual artist who finds inspiration in pop art and street art. His works are currently being shown in Kuala Lumpur in an exhibition called Brave New World, Today's Key Issues Seen Through Pop Art. The exhibition is part of the Le French Festival 2019 and is on until the 11th of May. Argadol is here with me today. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
So I'm very curious. Argadol is not your real name.
Yeah.
Will you tell us what your real name is?
Yes, maybe. my real name is Jean-Sébastien.
Well, nice to meet you, Jean-Sébastien.
Nice to meet you.
Where does the name Argadol come from?
I was looking for a nickname and I wanted it to start with a hey, the later hey, because it's important to be on the top of the list. When
that's one way to guarantee it.
Yeah. That's the way. I had a house between two villages, and the name of the villages was Argenson and Dolencourt. So I mixed the two ones, and it becomes Argadol.
And where in France are you from?
I'm from Troyes, a small town 200 kilometers at the east of Paris, mm-hmm. in Champagne region.
So how does someone who comes from Troyes, am I saying it right? Troyes?
Yeah, great.
How does someone who comes from there develop an interest in street art and pop art?
I'm interested by street art and pop art since a lot of years. And I think it's the best movement, very inspirational. And I always look at the great artists who walk on the street. And I started painting for years, and I just started to go on the street only for 4 years. It was strange for me to go on the streets. Mm. You have to be very self-confident to go on the street and put your heart for everyone.
Yeah, sure, for everyone to see.
Yeah. And when I try this, I love that because people come and ask questions and wanted to know why are you here? What are you doing here? Because they don't see much street art in our region, Champagne region. There is much street art.
Sure.
And so that's not usual. So they ask me and that's very cool.
Mm. And you, your exhibition here in Kuala Lumpur, it's called Brave New World, Today's Key Issues Seen Through Pop Art. What does this title refer to?
It refers to the book.
Brave New World.
Yeah, Brave New World. Mm. And that's incredible, the vision he had from our society. And that's what I try to put in my artworks, the vision, my vision of this society. And I don't know how it is here, but in France, in Europe, it's strange how people are now living. They don't talk together. They just focus on their phone, on smartphones, every time, everywhere. There's a lot of problems in our society, and I try to ask people about that.
Mm. And for those of us who may not have seen your art before, how would you describe your works to them?
I'm a portraitist. I cannot say everything else. I'm a portraitist. I like to draw portraits of humans, celebrity or not. And I try to explain something with a lot of details. It could be words, it could be punchlines, it could be just doodles. Everything I can that will explain something.
Mm. But when you say portraitist, you actually do portraits in the style of street art and in the style of pop art, right?
It's a mix. Mm-hmm. It's a mix between the street art work with stencil, but I don't work with stencil. Not for the portrait. The portraits are made with acrylic painting. But of course, the colors are from pop art.
Mm-hmm. And you tend to focus on, at least from the works that I've seen, I've not seen your works live yet, I've only seen them online, when you say portraits, the portraits range from anime characters to music icons to superheroes. What draws you to a portrait?
I just wanted to paint what I want to see on the walls of my house. That's all. So, and what is important for me? Superheroes are very important for me, but I don't see superheroes like the others. For me, that's only humans who have big problems and that use the fact to be a superhero to use violence.
Yeah.
They are dark. They are very dark.
Mm. You also focus a lot on music icons.
Yes.
Which ones and why?
I think I become a visual artist because I'm not a good singer and I'm not a good musician too. I like that, but I'm not good at all. So I think it's the fact I find another way mm-hmm. to express myself. And of course, rock and roll music. That's right on my arm.
Oh, yes, a tattoo.
Yeah. And yes, of course, music is very important for me. I always paint with music mm-hmm. every
so
time.
So who are some of your music inspirations?
A lot of old classic rock
yeah.
group,
yeah.
The Who, The Doors.
Oh, wonderful.
Rolling Stones,
yeah.
Pop, Beatles, mm-hmm. What else?
These are some of our station's favorite bands.
Ah.
We always play them.
That's cool.
And when you do draw portraits, I mean, obviously each artist brings his perspective of the person they're drawing as well. So what is your approach to painting portraits?
Of course, we paint what we are. That's not possible to do something else. So, of course, there's a lot of me in the portraits I try to do. I love doing portraits of unknown people. But they have to explain me who they are, and that's so interesting because we have to dialogue, and they have to give me something they won't have to give to people they don't know,
mm-hmm.
and that's very important for me because I take this, and with everything I have, I try to give something back in the canvas in the artworks.
So you do make portraits of people who are not sort of icons or famous people.
Yes.
Will we be seeing some of these at the exhibition?
Yes.
Yeah.
There will be 4 or 5 portraits of unknown people. My son.
Mm-hmm.
There is my son who...
Right.
He was the model of one
mm-hmm.
With the punchline, "Don't grow up, it's a trap," because it's so difficult to be an adult.
I'm sure from a father's perspective.
Yes. Yes.
And what are some of the other works that we'll be seeing in the show?
You will see, except portraits of unknown people, you will see a tiger. You will see orangutan.
Mm-hmm.
Because ecology is very important for me.
Yep.
And that's the kind of message you will find in my artworks. We have to preserve this beautiful, incredibly here, beautiful nature.
Yeah.
And you will find artworks about our society, smartphones,
yep.
The fact that we show something we are not really. And... on Instagram, for example, always good picture of you.
Filters,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so cool. My life is so cool. I'm so happy.
Yep.
And in fact, we don't know how the people are really.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate this fake world.
And when you make your art, right, especially because of your inspirations from street art, do you consider yourself a mainstream or sort of street artist, or do you consider yourself a fine artist? Does it matter?
It doesn't matter. I'm an artist. I paint in my studio, but going in the street, it's something else. It's not the same work. I'm going in the street to give something to people. I don't have to do it to earn my life. I think it's just a citizen act. I try to give back what the world give me. That's all.
And tell me a little bit about the role of color in your work, because I think color is one of those things that actually gives your work so much energy and so much life.
It's from pop art. I love the real colors, the colors that are flashy and, of course, energy colors. Maybe because I'm energetic too, and I work with energy. I like this kind of work. I'm not trying to do something so beautifully perfect. No, that's not my business. I would try to give energy in my works, and that's maybe the thing that is particular in my works. It seems to be bright, to be colorful, but when you take a look at the details, you will see that it's not so fun. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of messages you have to look.
And is that how you make an approach like pop art contemporary? Because, you know, pop art is not a new movement. So how do you bring pop art into today's world?
I think pop art, there's a lot of people who say pop art is dead.
I'm not one of them, but
And I don't think so. I think pop art is always reinvented. Always. There's a lot of painters that I know, French or others, that try to put something new in the pop art. And I think the fusion between pop art and street art are very inspiring.
And one of the things about pop art and street art is that it's very accessible, that a lot of people are easily drawn to it. And they, even if they may not understand, it catches them. Is that something that's important to you?
Yeah. I try to, and that's what is interesting in pop art. When we have to say something, we write on the canvas. No problem, you can write everything you want. It has to be very easy to understand. And that's what I like in painting. Mm.
And who are some of your inspirations when it comes to art?
Of course, Andy Warhol.
Of course.
But I love Basquiat. Kayserling, of course. And a lot. For example, I love Picasso. You won't see Picasso in my artworks. That's not my style. But for me, it's the biggest genius of painting, you know. So I love a lot of different things.
And do you find yourself working differently when you're working in a studio or working on street art out on the street?
Yes, of course, it's very different when you are in the studio. You are alone. Nobody's looking at what you're doing. And that's easy. And you have all the time you need. When you go in the streets, you cannot stay a long day in the streets to work on something. So you have to think it before you go. So it's always prepared in the studio. And when I go to street, I know exactly what I'm going to do. It takes 1 or 2 hours maximum.
How long has it been since you first started becoming an artist to today? How many years has it been?
Not so long. I always painted, but it was just for me. Mm-hmm. I started painting and tried to have a gallery in France 15 years ago. And I had a real job before that.
Being an artist is a real job.
Yeah. That's not true. But for normal people, it's not a real job. What are you doing in life? Artist? That's not a job. I asked you for your job. Ah, artist is my real job. I quit my whole job 10 years ago, only paint.
So in this 10 years, how have you seen your work change and evolve?
I hope it evolves every day. My favorite, I always say my favorite painting is the next one.
So are we seeing in the Kuala Lumpur exhibition, are we seeing new works or are we seeing older works as well?
That's only new works. Uh-huh. I made specially for this exhibition.
Oh, I see. So they're all debut works.
Yes.
And what do you think a Malaysian audience will take away from seeing your art?
That's the question. I don't know, and I'm very impatient to see that. I don't know. I have no idea. I hope they will like the works, and I hope they will take the time to take a look at the messages, and I hope they will ask some question and say, "How? Oh, that's a strange vision of the life, maybe."
Well, thank you very much. I know it's your first time, not just in Malaysia, but in Asia.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
I've been speaking to visual artist Argadol, who is in Kuala Lumpur to show his works as part of the Le French Festival 2019. His exhibition, called Brave New World, Today's Key Issues Seen Through Pop Art, is on at Alliance Française KL until the 11th of May. For more information on the exhibition, as well as the other programs that are happening as part of the Le French Festival, visit lefrenchfestival.com.my. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcast on our website, on our BFM app, or on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.